This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Government approves $5 million from Norway and $2.1 million grant assistance from Swiss government for governance strengthening program. National Human Rights Commission urges all sides not to make public speeches that destabilize peace and security. Nepal calls for Himalayan-focused climate agenda at COP3 in Brussels. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visiting Turkey in a bid to end Russia-Ukraine war. Now the news in detail. The government has decided to approve additional grant assistance of about $5 million from the Norwegian government and about $2.1 million from the Swiss government for provincial and local governance strengthening program. Minister for Communications and Information Technology, Jagadish Kral, said that the decision to this end was taken by a meeting of the Council of Ministers held today. The Cabinet also decided to provide immediate relief of 15,000 rupees is to 2,429 people injured during the Janji movement and subsequent protest. Likewise, the government has decided to amend Schedule 12 of the Immigration Regulations 2051 Bikram Sambat to maintain the tracking permit fee for foreign citizens in the Upper Mustang region at $50 per person. A delegation of Nepali Congress youth leaders called on Prime Minister Sushila Karki today. The meeting focused on the country's contemporary political developments and the upcoming election to the House of Representatives, scheduled for the 5th of March in 2026. According to Sandeep Nirola, a central member of Tarundal, the party's youth wing, the Prime Minister said that the government required support from the Nepali Congress youths to create a favorable election atmosphere. The delegation urged the Prime Minister to take all political parties into confidence for successfully conducting the election. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has urged all not to make public speeches that destabilize peace and security in the country. Issuing a press statement today, NHRC spokesperson Dr. Tikaram Poktel urged the government, political parties, campaigners and general public to be cautious on the freedom of expression in relation to national security and peace. A spokesperson Dr. Poktel, however, said that arresting anyone merely for expressing view is against human rights. NHRC has also informed that it monitored the arrest of campaigner Durga Prasai and garnered information from the Kathmandu district police range Bhadrakali, campaigner Prasai and related police officials. Campaigner Prasai was arrested from his residence last midnight from his own residence in Sanotimi of Bhaktapur and detained at district police range Kathmandu. As per initial report, he was arrested for the investigation into public security and handed over a sheet of a detainee. CPNUML chairperson and former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has said that the party will seek a legal remedy and stage a peaceful protest against the dissolution of the House of Representatives. During a meeting of the UML members in the dissolved House of Representatives today, former Prime Minister expressed the view that a political solution should be sought through the restoration of the parliament. He also stated that the party will move to the Supreme Court demanding the restoration of the lower house. The government has made arrangement of a job for a sports of journalist late Suresh Rajak, a job to the post of computer operator at Security Printing Center has been made for Rajak's wife Susan Magia at the initiative of Communications Minister Jagadish Kharial. At a program organized at the Communications Ministry today, Center's Executive Director Devraj Thungana handed over the letter to Susan Magia about her appointment to the post of computer operator. Journalist Rajak died during the Tinkuni arson attack on the 28th of March in 2025 while covering the pro-monarchy demonstrations. The government has prepared a separate draft of the National Action Plan to reduce possible risk from the snowfall and cold weather in the mountain and high hilly areas, as well as in the Thrai Madhes region during this winter season. The National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority has given final touch to the draft after holding consultation and discussions with the bodies concerned. Earlier, Home Minister Om Prakash Oreal had directed the authority to carry out activities for preparedness to reduce possible risk from snowfall and cold weather. Authority's Chief Executive Officer Dinesh Prasad Bhatta said that the preparation was underway to pass the action plan from the Executive Committee chaired by the Home Minister and to implement it. It has been estimated that 29 mountainous and high hilly districts might be affected from snowfall and 21 districts in Thrai Madhes from cold waves. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break.
सजिलो छ है एट दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
हातमा एट दि एप छ त सजिलो सुविधा लिन
रिचार्ज गर्न होस् या ब्यालेन्स ट्रान्सफर गर्न कल डिटेल डेटा भोइसको स्ट्याटस थाहा पाउन गिफ्ट प्याक पठाउन वा फाइबर इन्टरनेटको जानकारी पाउन सजिलो छ है एट दि एप अहिले नै डाउनलोड गरौ 1GB डेटा फ्रीमा प्राप्त गरौ
प्ले स्टोर वा एप स्टोरबाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकमको एप डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Agriculture and Livestock Development Minister Dr. Madan Pariyar is representing Nepal in the 13th conference of the parties to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, COP30, being held in Brazil. The ministerial segment of COP30 officially opened Sunday morning, featuring statements by the Vice President of Brazil, Geraldo Alckmin, the President of the COP30, Andra Correa do Lago, as well as ministers and senior UN officials. According to the Minister of Forest and Environment, in his address as the leader of the Nepali delegation, Minister Dr. Pariyar reaffirmed Nepal's strong commitment to climate justice. Highlighting the major climate challenges the country faces, Minister Pariyar also briefed the participants on Nepal's ambitious NDC 3.0, which sets a pathway towards achieving zero emissions by 2045. The Ministry of Forest has stated that at the COP30, Nepal is actively working through various platforms to integrate mountain-related issues into the UNFCCC process guided by the conclusions of the Sagarmatha dialogue. Now, a sports news update. Biratnagar Kings have defeated Pokhara Avengers by 53 runs in the second day of the Nepal Premier League NPL Season 2. Pokhara Avengers failed to chase the target of 221 runs set by Biratnagar Kings in the TU International Cricket Stadium this evening. Pokhara was all out in 18.5 overs and secured only 167 runs. In the first innings, Biratnagar scored 220 runs in the 20 overs by losing 6 wickets. It is the highest score in Nepal Premier League till now. Meanwhile, Chitwan Rhinos defeated Karnali Oaks by 4 wickets in the first match of the day today. Chitwan says the target of 167 runs set by Karnali Oaks in 19.1 overs by losing 6 wickets. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said that he hopes to revive talks over ending the war caused by Russia's full-scale invasion 2 years ago during a trip to Turkey on Wednesday. According to Al Jazeera, on a short tour of European allies to discuss support early this week, Zelensky wrote on social media on Tuesday that Ukraine is preparing to reinvigorate negotiations. And he also said that it has hoped developmental solutions to propose the partners. While Zelensky did not disclose the details of his trip, news agencies reported that he would meet United States Special Envoy Steve Witkoff as well as President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara. However, Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov told reporters that no Russian representatives will take part in talks on November 19th, but said President Vladimir Putin was open to conversations with US and Turkey on the result of the talks. India's goods exports to the U.S. rose for the first time in 5 months in October, jumping 14.5% from September, even as Donald Trump's steep tariffs remain in place. According to the BBC, exports to India's largest foreign market had dropped sharply last month after 50% U.S. tariffs on India, including a 25% penalty for buying Russian oil, kicked up in the 27th of August. The improved data came as industry-run oil firms agreed to import more annual liquidified petroleum gas, LPG, from the U.S. and Trump exempted many farm goods from reciprocal tariffs that could benefit India. The trade deal negotiations between the two countries are underway, with an Indian official saying that key aspects of the deal were nearing the closure. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly regions of Kosi province and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government approves $5 million US from Norway and $2.1 million US grant assistance from Swiss government for governance strengthening program. National Human Rights Commission urges all sides not to make public speeches that destabilize peace and security. Nepal calls for Himalayan-focused climate agenda at COP30 in Brussels. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visiting Turkey in a bid to end Russia-Ukraine war. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this up, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.